Hello and welcome to this episode of the Coached by Halls podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. Little bonus episode for you today. I have had a thought that I just really wanted to share, so here we are. I was out on my run this morning and I ran past two older men on two separate occasions. They were running as well, and both of them were at least early 70s. How incredible is that? It proper warmed my heart when I saw them out running, getting it done, still showing up for themselves. There's literally no need to slow down as you get older, and actually, you need to carry on. You need to keep going, because when you stop, that's when your physical and your mental health can start to decline. The older population should still walk, exercise, lift weights, do things for themselves. And no, it is never too late to start. You are never too old to lift weights. And this is arguably the most important time to be doing it. For your health, for your longevity, and for your independence. The stronger you are and the fitter you are, the longer you will live. And you will do so without needing the help of other people. So those two guys got me thinking. We will never be this age with this health again. Which then spiraled off into lots of other little thoughts. I actually ran a personal best this morning, and that's no wonder. I wasn't even thinking about running because I was having all these other little thoughts, which just goes to show the power of the mind. I actually noticed that when my mind is telling me I can't do it, you need to stop, you need to give up, the actual running is so much harder than if I'm saying positive thoughts to myself or I'm just loving the music that I've got on in my ears and singing along. Wow, so many thoughts on this run. That's a whole other podcast on its own for another time. I digress. Where were we? So we will never be this age with this health again. So my first thought was, why the heck are we spending so much time worrying about a few body fat rolls, which are normal, or how our arms look in a picture, or how our thighs look in shorts, when our time on this planet is so short and so precious? And in 20, maybe 30 or 40 years' time, we will give anything to be back at this age again. So stop worrying about how your body looks and just go and enjoy life. Allow the places on your body that jiggle to jiggle. They're supposed to. Take the pictures for the memes, because that's what they are for. They aren't for you to sit and look at the picture and pick out any negatives that aren't even negatives about yourself. So shift your focus from that to the memory that that photo has captured. Wear the shorts, because in 30 years' time, you won't be sat there thinking, oh, I wish I'd never worn those shorts that day. In 30 years' time, you'll be thinking, I wish I could go back to that exact moment and wear those shorts on that day. You'll be wishing you could go back to that exact day, put the shorts on, and tell yourself not to waste so much time worrying about how your body looks or what other people might think of you. Just put them on and go and have fun. Now, our age, we can't control that. We are getting older, whether we like it or not. And a lot of people get caught up on that. Why are you spending so much of your time worrying about getting old when it's literally out of your control. Embrace it. Every birthday is a blessing, and age is quite literally just a number, especially if you look after yourself, your physical health, and your mental health. Put yourself in a position where you can live to 80, maybe 90 years old, independently, and still do everything you enjoy. So instead of spending so much time worrying and complaining about getting old, let's put that energy and effort and focus into some exercise, into some movement, into choosing nutritional foods, because your health, you do have control over that. We know nutritional foods support your health and your immune system. We know that hitting a step count of around 7,500 steps a day can reduce your risk of dying of any cause by up to 60%. We know that muscle mass improves your health markers. The stronger you are, the better and faster you will recover from surgery. You will recover from falls quicker. More muscle mass means that things like cancers are less likely to occur. Being stronger and healthier means that you will be able to live a longer, more independent life. Play with your grandchildren with ease. Live without carers having to care for you. So I guess the moral of this podcast is, you have no control over your age. You will never be this young again, so stop worrying about how your body looks or what other people might think. Go and live your life, have fun, and do what makes you happy. You do, however, have a lot of control over your health. Your actions and your choices now will dictate how you live when you are older. So choose wisely. If you would like some help and guidance in changing your habits now to ensure that you give yourself the healthiest and most independent life, then you will definitely benefit from online coaching. Here we build habits that you can carry on for the long term for that healthful, happy life. Details of how to contact me are in the show notes. Let's have a little chat. Or you can inquire about online coaching by clicking the link in my bio on my Insta. I'll pop my Instagram handle in the show notes. I want to see more people in the gym and out on a run in their 70s and 80s. Thank you so much for listening to my many little thoughts there. Okay, love you. Bye.